Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, this is a letter that was written from a mom to a lady by the name of Dr. Meg, who works with Dr. James Dobson on his where he went after Focus on the Family. Family Talk is the name of his daily program. And it has been quite a while, this is from the letter, since I wrote to you, and I'm going through a very difficult time. My oldest daughter, who is 44, is getting married. She is a Christian and is marrying her partner. Her brother and sister-in-law are supportive enough to be attending the wedding. I am being ostracized by my daughter and have been told that if I don't go to the wedding, that I will be splitting the family. Her father, who she has not been close to for many years, and his wife are coming from out of state to attend. As a mother, I am brokenhearted. I am taking medications to help me get through this. I am so afraid of losing her, but I am sure that this is so wrong and such a mockery of marriage. What am I to do? Regards, looking for answers. Well, I mentioned this yesterday, and this is a topic I've wanted to talk about and address and really have a conversation with you about it, because the issue of gay marriage, obviously, the law of the land, quote unquote, these days, is something that this is that old phrase, you can run, but you can't hide, is certainly true. So if you it's one thing if it's a coworker, somebody that you don't have much of a relationship with, or just kind of a friend from work, and perhaps they know that you're a Christian and you've made that clear, and so they hopefully know where you stand on the issue of sexual ethics and on this particular issue, and so maybe they just invite you out of courtesy. We all get those invitations, and sometimes you're surprised that you got an invitation to this wedding or that wedding, and so you politely decline. It doesn't work out, or it's no big deal. You don't feel like you need to be there. But what if your son or your daughter is living a gay lifestyle, and you have a relationship with them, tenuous as it may be, and then they decide they're going to marry their partner, and they really, really want you to be there. They are, mom and dad, I know you don't agree, but it would really mean the world to me to have my parents there, I'm just asking you to do it for me. So if it's your son or your daughter, what do you do? Do you go to the gay, quote-unquote, wedding? Because if you say, yeah, I'm going to go because I'm going to support the person, but I'm totally against what they're doing. And then what if in the wedding you hear that thing that came out of the Book of Common Prayer? If any of you can show just cause why they may not lawfully be married, speak now or else forever hold your peace. And now are you bearing false witness because you refuse to speak up? And in this case, you could say you're not speaking up for the God-ordained institution of marriage. And so now you're perhaps in that pickle. So what do? You just flat out say, no, I'm not going, because that would be me supporting your gay marriage. And I don't believe that's even a marriage, and I'm not going to support it. And then you might burn that bridge, and there goes the relationship, and there goes the communication. So much for being a gospel witness in their life from that point forward. Or do you go? And you just trust that God knows you're not there to endorse the wedding. To some people, it may look like you are, but they aren't your judge. God is. However, we are to be above reproach. But is that inside the church or outside the church? How do we wrestle with an issue as difficult as this? So today, here on Call to Action, would you go to your son or daughter's gay wedding? So I've been reading for a couple hours now. I've obviously talked about these issues for years now. But the thought of your own son or daughter, and I've seen people come down on both sides of the issue, and these are people that love the Lord. I mean, I put it up on Facebook earlier, and a good friend of mine here in Raleigh, he and his wife, I've known them for years. They were really involved in the Harvest Crusade that we did here in Raleigh back in 2016, and his wife said that, you know, for a while she was absolutely not. There's no way I would have gone, but today, she says she would. Here's what she said. Actually, I would. There was a short time ago that I would have said absolutely not. Since then, having come to believe that Jesus is the model, he hung around sinners. But let me say this. I would attend, but not before I sat down with both parties to make clear where the Bible stands on the issue and that I stand with the truth of God's word. I would make it clear that I love my child, but not the lifestyle they were choosing, and that I would pray every day they would come under conviction. To not attend would be to close the door on any chance of having influence in my child's life. I know many will disagree with me, but God has to do the convicting, changing, and saving. My responsibility is to be light and darkness. And trust me, this is a woman who absolutely adores the Word of God, Jesus, salvation, and is completely in tune and allegiant to God's Word. Yet, in this case, she chooses the relationship and to invest in that and to set aside this notion that you're condoning the wedding. 866-348-7884 is the number. And I'm just asking you, and perhaps you have already walked this trail. And if you have, or if you have a gay son or daughter that's moving in the direction of quote unquote marriage, and you see this on the horizon, or maybe you're dealing with it right now, you sharing today would be particularly helpful, because it's one thing to be an armchair quarterback. It's another thing to be on the field. And so I just want us today, throughout the course of the show on Call to Action, to kind of work through it. I'm not here to debate with you. We're here to come let us reason one to another, as it says in the Old Testament. And so we're here to work through this, to come down on the side of truth as well as the side of grace. And that's not always as easy as we would like it to be, and certainly in a situation like this. So would you or would you not attend the gay wedding of your son and daughter, and why or why not would you? And I just want to have the conversation. I'm not going to turn into the Inquisition. I'm not going to beat you up. I don't want you to ever feel nervous or afraid to call in to this show, because I have no interest in winning an argument. I have no interest in beating somebody up in order to make myself look good or smart or more holy or whatever. What I have an interest in is dialogue, and civil dialogue at that. And that's something for us as Christians that we can really set a tone for the culture that is largely missing, is the ability to be civil and respectful and kind and patient towards one another, despite deeply held convictions and differences in the way we see the world. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. And especially if you would be so kind, and if you're in this situation, facing it or have been in it, I would really appreciate hearing from you as well. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. This is Steve Noble on Call to Action Radio. Would you attend the wedding, the gay wedding, of your own son or daughter? We'll be right back after this. Call to Action Radio, dealing with a very difficult question today. Well, for some people it's difficult, and for some other people it isn't. It's a no-brainer. It's binary. It's no, of course not. And the question is, let's say that your son or your daughter, and perhaps for some of you, your son or your daughter actually is living a homosexual lifestyle, a gay lifestyle, and then they're going to marry their partner. Would you go? Would you attend the wedding? Well, before I get to your calls, and all the lines are stacked, so I'll get to you really quick here in just a second. This just from May of this year, the National Association of Evangelicals, which I would say is not as conservative as it used to be, did a survey. Should I attend my child's same-sex ceremony? 63% of the evangelical leaders in the survey said yes. Protecting and maintaining the parent-child relationship drives the response to this survey, they said. And so there you go. 61% of quote-unquote evangelical leaders said yes, I would attend, in order to preserve the relationship. And then hopefully the natural extrapolation of that is to maintain the relationship keeps the door open for me to share truth with grace and also the gospel. So what do you do? And again, please do not be afraid to call in here. No, we're not taking sides. I'll share my own views on it by the end of the show. And if we have time, I've got plenty of things I've been reading and some great counsel. But you find in strong evangelical, strong Christ followers, differing opinions. I wouldn't say it's 50-50, but you know, if you would go, I just want you to share that and why and what's on your heart. And ultimately, isn't that what God is looking at? Not that you can openly sin and go, well, in my heart, I was sorry for it, but I did it anyway. No, it needs to be a little more agonizing than that. So let me get to your calls, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. First up, I'm going to go to right here in my own backyard, Shirley, right here in Raleigh. Shirley, you're on with Steve. Thanks so much for calling in. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Noble. How are you?
Mr. Noble is my father. This is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Shirley.
My kids make fun of me because they tell me that I have an issue. I don't think I have the issue, but I would definitely go to my child's wedding. I don't believe in that as far as that kind of lifestyle. I do not condone it. I do not would not want it really in my life. But I love my child. And God has given me a gift. And it's up to me and the Lord to make sure that we raise them the right way. And even though we try, no matter what we do, they're going to make their own decisions.
Sure.
Because unfortunately, the Lord has given us the right to make our own decisions. Correct. We don't always agree with our children's decisions, and they know that I would be extremely unhappy over the situation. But at the same time, I love my son and I love my daughter. And for that, and never to lose them, and know that they'll always be in my life, I would have to go, even though I don't agree with the lifestyle.
And in this case, Shirley, I think, and it's important that you make that point, and I really appreciate you calling in and sharing that, Shirley, and I've got several other people I need to get to. But one thing I want to stress from what you're saying is that your kids know exactly where you stand. So now they know that you stand on the biblical truth in terms of what marriage is and is not, and you're not showing up because obviously you're not endorsing it. You're actually doing something for them that Christ has done for all of us, which is to show us mercy, and in this case, even grace. It's unmerited favor for you to show up, even though they know how vehemently against it you are. Sends an interesting message, doesn't it?
It does, but at the same time, they have to know that I love them.
Yeah.
And where it's coming from.
Yep. Shirley, thanks so much for calling in. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate your input. Let's run over to Steve, who's calling in from Apex, North Carolina. Steve, you're on with Steve Noble. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Noble. Mr. Steve Noble.
Yes, my dad is not hosting the show today. I'm just Steve.
Oh, shoot. Anyhow, first of all, big fan of the show.
You're welcome.
I was recently at my niece's wedding up in New Hampshire, and she married a transgender. And I was dead set against not going to the wedding. My wife had said we should go.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Steve, hold on a second. I'm going to put, hey, Howard, can you talk to Steve? Because he's got a really bad connection, and I really want to hear what he has to say. Because he was just at the wedding where somebody married a transgender. But just check with him, see if he can get to a better location or something. But I definitely want to get to him. Let's go to the other Steve who's calling in from Charlotte. Steve, you're on with Steve Noble. Go ahead.
How are you today, sir?
Good, man. How are you?
Better than I deserve.
Amen. So would you go or would you not go?
I had a brother who was gay and was in a relationship. Obviously, we did not approve of it, but that didn't stop me from going. And I think of Christ going to the wedding, and obviously there were sinners there. And it always kind of amused me. They said, well, Christ ate with sinners. Well, who else was he going to eat with unless he didn't eat? Because that's all there was available.
Right, of course.
But I guess you would have to ask yourself this question
And by the way, hey, Steve.
To go to my child's wedding.
Hey, Steve, if your radio's on in the background, please turn it off.
I disapprove. Then would I not go to their house if they were living in sin for some other reason?
And that brings up an interesting point, Steve. And now, did your brother actually, did he go through with a quote-unquote gay wedding?
No, he never got married. He actually died of AIDS.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry.
Well, I mean, it is what it is, but I appreciate your sympathies.
Yeah.
We still are in contact with his partner, I guess you would say, but...
Yeah, so in this case, if he had lived and wanted to get married with his partner, what would you have done in that case?
I probably would have gone. I think the the issue for me is to convey the fact that I didn't approve, and at the same time, not make a miserable example of myself. You know what I'm saying here?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And Stephen, I think that's the point. I appreciate you calling in. He had a really bad connection going on. So I'm sorry about that, Steve, to have to let you go like that. But he makes a really good point. And again, Shirley, when she called in, and I'm going to get back to Steve, who's calling in from Apex, North Carolina, because he was just at a wedding of a transgender. I only have about a minute left here, Steve, so I don't want to get you started again and then have to stop you. But that main point, again, is if do they know where you stand on the issue? Because if they do, now it's a different situation. If you choose to go, they know that you're not there to support what they're doing. But it is an interesting question of mercy to do something that might shock them so much that you'd be willing to set aside your clearly held biblical allegiance to what marriage is, even though right there in your face, you could say with no uncertain terms that they're making a mockery of God's institution of marriage. Yet he brings up, the other Steve brought up, hey, Jesus went to the wedding, and think of this. Before we hit the break, think of this. This just occurred to me. He made water into wine. That was the second batch of wine. And do you think there were some people there that had a little too much of the first batch? Think about that for a second. Now, this is extra biblical. I can't prove this. But you're at a big wedding ceremony, and that's a major party in the Jewish context, in the Jewish world, in Jesus' day. He makes another batch of wine. It's better than the first batch. And what if people are taking the wine that Jesus made and getting drunk with it? Well, there's an interesting curveball, isn't it? This is Steve Noble. I guess that's just what we do here on Call to Action. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. It's Call to Action Radio today, dealing with a question that on its face, of course, it seems like, should I attend the gay wedding of my son or daughter? You say, well, of course not. That's not a marriage. That's a mockery of God's thing. But what about relationship? What about mercy? What about the role of mercy in all this? And what if they know exactly where you stand? They've known for a while, your son and his partner, or your daughter and her partner. They know. And so they ask, maybe they're provoking. Maybe they aren't. I don't know. But maybe they ask because it's just, well, you're my mom or you're my dad or you're my parents. I of course I want you there. But I understand if you don't, because I know you don't believe what I'm doing is marriage and you don't support it at all. And then what message does that send if you show up anyway? Which I know, if I say while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What do you do with that? Jesus, did he only spend time with people that weren't sinners? No, he was a friend of sinners. But would he show up at the gay wedding, which was, on its face, a mockery of the institution he ordained and created? And so, you know, you go, oh man, I don't know. I don't know, but I wanted to go back to Steve here. And again, this is one of those things where we can say easily, go, well, no, you can't go there. It's not a wedding. It's a mockery. I won't be a part of that. What fellowship does darkness have with light? I'm not going. I'm not, have nothing to do with the deeds of darkness, right? We're not going there. But the gospel in relationship changes things, because the Pharisees were all about the rules but didn't give a rip about relationship, didn't give a rip about people's hearts. And you're doing it just because you're mad as opposed to trying to reach somebody. And what do you do with that? That's why we're talking through it today, usually all over the map on this one. National Association of Evangelicals, not as conservative as it used to be, but still over 60% of the leaders in that survey said they would go because they need to maintain the relationship. We were talking to Steve earlier from Apex, North Carolina, and Steve, you started to talk about, and thanks for holding, by the way, you started to talk about, was it a wedding of somebody marrying a transgendered? Is that what you were mentioning?
It was my niece's wedding. Up in New Hampshire, so we had to fly out of Raleigh and up to Boston. And, you know, it was an expense, you know, and I did not want to go. Not because of the money thing, but just because I thought it was a mockery of the sacrament, and as you said earlier. But I thought about it, and I love my sister, and I love my niece. And I hope that someday they'll find some truth and, you know, recognize God and obey God's law.
Did you end up attending?
I did end up attending.
And what was that like for you, Steve?
Was actually a transgender person.
Yeah.
And they were wearing a crucifix.
Wow.
So I asked them about why there was no mention of God or Christ in this sermon, in the ceremony. And he just basically gave me some sort of paganistic explanation about sun and moon and stars and sand and sea and how we're all married together anyhow. And
so after all of that, Steve, and let me just ask you this last question. After all of that, do you regret at all that you showed up and were a part of that?
No, I don't. I love my niece, and I love my sister, my family, and I pray for them, you know? And I pray that they'll see God the way I've just started to see God, the way I've just become a new Christian, and I'm reading more in the Bible than I ever have, and learning more, and going to Bible study, and going to fellowship. And I know there's a lot more to it than just that, but my eyes are just starting to open, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, and Steve,
and that's a really good feeling.
Yeah, and that's an awesome point, Steve, and I really appreciate you calling, and welcome to the family. And
Thank you, Steve. Now
we're forever friends, and if I don't get to hang out with you in the here and the now, we'll do it forever in the there and the then. So that's
Absolutely. Awesome. Absolutely.
Right.
I love the Rush music, brother.
Thanks, pal. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling in. And see, now, Steve, what standard are you going to hold him to? He's a baby Christian. He's just trying to love people. I had a guy on here not that long ago. I just, because I'm old, I just forgot his name. He got saved in college just reading the Bible. Nobody talked to him. He didn't go to church. And then he read that Jesus hangs out with sinners and was friend of sinners. So he spends the next summer on the beach with some drug dealers and alcoholic guys. Cause he's like, well, Jesus went and hung out with sinners. Well, I know some guys on the beach that are like that. I'm going to go hang out with them. And he ends up leading people to Christ all over the place. But with Steve, like, just called in a brand new Christian. I'm just trying to love people. Do you think God honors that? And Steve's doing the best he can with the knowledge that he has as a baby Christian. Do you think God is pleased that Steve went there just to try to love people and he had the guts to ask, where was God? Where was Jesus? You're wearing a crucifixion, but I didn't hear anything about the author of marriage. Pretty awesome for a brand new Christian, to say the least. Let's go to Carol, who's calling in from Raleigh. Carol, thanks so much for calling and holding. You're on with Steve. Go ahead.
Thank you, Steve, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have been saved for a while, so well, many years, but I feel like as much as I love my children, I love Jesus more. And I feel like a wedding is a celebration, and in the Book of Malachi it talks about it being his holy institution that he loves. I feel like I would offend God by going, and I do love my children so much, but I never want them to come ahead of God. I don't want to make an idol out of them or the relationship. I'd have to put that on the altar, and I feel like if we lose our life for his sake, we find life. I feel like God would be, if I put him first and loved him the most, that he would do the saving. He would have to. I mean,
sure.
Us attending a wedding isn't going to bring them to the Lord. It's going to be our fervent, effectual prayer that's going to avail much. And I would feel like I had betrayed the Lord. I could not celebrate something that he detested. And I have to, again, I have to put my children on the altar. I love them so much, but I do love Jesus, and I know we're all accountable. To whom much is given, much will be required.
Right,
I have been given a lot of good teaching, so I'm not, you know, judging the call before us. But I've been given a lot, and, you know, that's the way my husband and I both feel that way.
And the thing that I love, and Carol, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for calling in today and sharing that. It's great input and a great perspective. I appreciate that. And the thing I love about Carol's response is did you hear that? Did you hear it in Steve, too? Did you hear it in their heart? Did you hear the heart response there as they're struggling through? Steve, who's a baby Christian, just trying to love his niece, and there's a transgender wedding, and the person officiating the wedding is transgender, wears a crucifix, but never talks about God or Jesus. And Steve, a brand new baby Christian, just trying to love them where they're at. And then Carol's, who's a mature Christian, is like, listen, I've got to choose between my Lord and Savior and my kids. And did not Jesus say, Luke chapter 12, the gospel of division, hey, if you don't hate your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, you can't be my follower. Now he's not saying go hate them. He's saying, in comparison, if you're not willing to forsake all those relationships for me, you can't be my follower. I really have to be your Lord and Savior. But do you think God listens to the heart cry of these two people who came to two different conclusions on this particular issue? Or do we just want to slam the fist down and say, no, 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 no? What does God look at, the outside or the heart? Because if you just want to stick it to the two gay guys or two gay girls, one of which is your son or daughter, and you're just in your piety, and you're not doing it out of love and concern for them, and maybe you think you're doing it for the Lord, but could your heart be wrong in that? Yeah, I think it could. I think Jeremiah is right. I think the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked above all else. Who can know it? And I think that old man, as we learn from Paul, is still in there. We need to be very conscious of that. Let's go to Mike, who's calling in from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Mike, thanks so much for holding for such a long time. I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
That's okay. Hi, Steve. This is not a scenario. It's not just a hypothetical for me. It's actually happening to me. And so my answer really is that I had to go to the Lord in prayer. And that's all I could do. My son, after I told him that I was not able to attend the wedding, he cried and said, "I just want my dad at my wedding."
Yeah.
And I said, "You know, okay, I'll reconsider, I'll pray about it, and I'll get back with you." And I prayed, and I feel like the Lord's telling me still that the right thing to do is to not attend, but to keep that relationship well. And so to love his partner as well, to acknowledge his partner and the whole thing.
Sure.
But just as you said in Luke, what Jesus says there, Romans chapter 1 talks about giving approval for these sort of things. And I can't go and I can't give my approval. I can't give my blessing for this marriage.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Mike, listen, thank you so much for being willing to call in and share that with us, and God knows your heart, and there's no relationship that can't be fixed through the power of the gospel. So I'm going to write. Do you mind if I ask your son's name so I can write it down and I'll pray for him?
Yeah, it's Mike.
Okay.
Mike Jr.
Got it. Okay, brother. Thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for sharing that. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thanks. Talk to you later. Okay. There. See. This is ministry, and walking out the Christian life isn't always as easy as we want it to be, but God does judge the intent of the heart. Sometimes in politics, that's irrelevant, but when it comes to following the Lord, it's very relevant as we work in a broken world with our broken faculties to try to live in a way that pleases Him and shows the gospel to others. This is Steve Noble with Call to Action. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you. And wanted to go real quick to Dusty, who's out in Oklahoma, actually, listening on KREJ FM 101.7. And I know that station's also in Kansas, but also in Oklahoma, too, which is really cool. I just love watching the Lord work and to use this show to any extent. But Dusty, thanks so much for listening, and thanks so much for calling in. So this is Steve with Call to Action. Go ahead.
Yeah, I believe I'd go ahead and go. Because the reason is you really don't want to turn your back if somebody does change their mind, because I believe you're supposed to be to represent the Lord and go out when people are in need, and when they decide they want to sit there and go in the right direction, you can be one of the people to help guide. I believe we're called to sit there and guide people in that direction so that Jesus can get a hold of them and make the change within them.
Yeah, because that, the way you look, and you're kind of playing a long game there, Dusty, right? That hoping that maybe they, and just correct me if I'm wrong, hopefully they'll, wow, I can't believe Dusty's here because they know what you think, because you're a born again Christian and you've made your position clear. And they're surprised, quite frankly, that you're there. And then on down the road, maybe the hope is that the fact that you showed up, they might call you one day and say, you know, why did you come? Because I know you were against it. Is that kind of what your hope would be there, Dusty?
Yeah, because, I mean, I even have atheist friends that at times, you know, we do respect each other's conversations and stuff, but I sit back in hopes that, you know, either one day they'll ask me or a fellow Christian that they may change their mind and sit there and go, you know, I really do need to change my path. I may not have the perfect answers, but I would like to at least give them enough good enough answers to sit there and turn their vision towards Jesus Christ and God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a great point. Dusty, thanks so much for calling in today, and it's so great to hear from you out there in Oklahoma on KREJ. That's a real blessing. Thanks, buddy.
Yep. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Talk to you later. Let's go back on this side of the country. We'll go to Sarah, who's calling in from Raleigh. Sarah, can you turn your radio off in the background, please? Are you there, Sarah? All right. Hey, Howard, talk to Sarah and see if you can talk to her and get her radio off there in the background. And so that's that long game. And do we sit there and go, well, you know, hey, Dusty, thanks for calling, but you're like apostate, dude. You're totally throwing down with the deeds of the devil. And that's, did you hear that in Dusty as you're listening to his desire to hopefully be a witness and hopefully one day to be able to have that conversation? And so your presence is something that perhaps God could use in the future, even though you might be, you know, you might go to the, and this is going to sound kind of crass, you go to the gay wedding of your son or your daughter, and you, the whole time you're squirming, and the whole time you're like, oh man, oh, I don't know if I should be here, Lord. And maybe I'm doing the wrong thing. Maybe I need to get up and leave. And then, you know, then, whoever the priest or whatever stands up and says, if any of you can show just cause why they may not lawfully be married, speak now or forever hold your peace. And your righteous understanding of God's word is like, yep, this whole thing is wrong. It's like the old movie. You're out of order. The court's out of order. This whole thing's out of order. And then definitely it's over in terms of, cause you just completely embarrassed them. And some people now, believe me, I guarantee you there's some people listening to me right now that you're like, you're darn right, I would do it. And I would just ask this question. And I ask this question quite often of myself as well. Who did Jesus hammer? Please remember that. Who did Jesus hammer? Who did he call names? Who did he call out publicly? Who did he dress down? I mean, seriously dress down publicly. It was only the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees. It was the religious, self-righteous, big mouths of the day. And he didn't dress down anybody else. Did he dress down Pontius Pilate? Nope. What about Herod? Herod, I guarantee you Herod was a bisexual. The guy was a freak, okay? He was sexually just crazy and a glutton and a drunk and just wild. He beheaded John. Just a nut job, right? And Jesus brought before Herod. Pilate sends him over to Herod. It is Herod's problem. So there's Jesus before Herod. You remember what Jesus said? You remember what he said to Herod? You remember? Nothing. Isn't that interesting? He said nothing. So he's there in that court, in that mess. Who knows? Only God knows what was going on in Herod's court when Jesus was standing there. But he said nothing. And so it's not always the best play to thunder away with the truth of God's word. It's just, and so for me, and I read this was really interesting to me. Well, what would you be trying to convey by your attendance if you go? This was from a guy that's a Harvest USA staff. This is a couple of churches around the country. Some people have made the distinction between supporting the event, which they don't approve of, and supporting the person getting married whom they do love and care about. The distinction may depend on how vocal you have been about your Christian faith. Do they know you're a Christian? Do they know your views about homosexuality? If so, your presence could actually stun them or really jumble up the categories that they have about people like you. Christians living intentionally by the gospel can sometimes be confusing and provocative to people, causing them to rethink their positions, and that's a good thing. If you feel that attending would advance and actually lend weight and credibility to your Christian witness, then you might decide in that direction. I would add, you better be praying a lot and fasting. The nature of mercy, listen, is that it always discerns. It is not something sloppy or casual, but intentional. Mercy also disrupts in order to try to deter someone's life path towards a new and bigger eternal direction. So, in attending, you do not want your presence to convey a message that you are culturally with it or that you are sophisticated enough to have no problem with people who embrace homosexuality. Rather, your attendance would be a calculated step, carefully chosen, that would be in line with your desire to pursue a relationship with this person because you care for them and you care enough for them to keep sharing the gospel with them. So you come at that. And again, I believe I'm not a fool. I know on the other side of that, that we are to have no league with darkness. Personally, not throwing down, not supporting. And so you go there. And if it's two people that, listen, if it's two people that profess to be Christians and they're like, yeah, we're absolutely, we love Jesus, we're Christians, the Bible, yeah, awesome, we just don't agree with that, then I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't. Because now you've got somebody who's a professing Christian and they're saying, no, nah, forget that part. I'm not going to do that. No, that's more like church discipline. And in that, you can't do it because that's a different situation. If they're unbelievers, that's a different situation. But if they're believers, if they're claiming to be believers, this is from 1 Corinthians 5:19 or 9-13. Could there be a circumstance where, for the purpose of showing the unconditional love of Christ and the abundant grace of God towards sinners, the Lord might lead some of us to go such an event? I don't know. But think about this. Paul said to the Corinthians, I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people. Yet I certainly did not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother or sister who is sexually immoral. That's a Christian, claiming to be a Christian. Not even to eat with such a person. For what have I to do with judging those also who are outside? Do you not judge those who are inside? But those who are outside, God judges. So inside, they make a profession of faith. They're Christians. I'm born again. I'm doing this anyway. I think you can't go to that. And that's just kind of a church discipline application that you go, no, you're in sin and you're in open rebellion against the word of God, which you claim allegiance to. Now, to bring it a little bit closer to home, and I've struggled with this myself, and I'm going to say this, God forbid, if my son or my daughter, one of them, I have two sons and two daughters, believe they were gay and went down that road and wanted to get married. Well, first of all, my kids all know exactly where my wife and I stand on this issue. They know if they went down that road, they already know what we think. They know what God thinks. We've taught them that. The church has taught them that. They know. But they go into that open rebellion and they go down that road. But they want, because we love each other, Dad, Mom, man, I really want you there. I know you disagree with all, but you're my parents. I love you anyway. I know you disagree. I know this is really disappointing. I know this is heartbreaking, but I it would just mean so much to me if you were there. And I know you're not there giving your stamp of approval. I know you totally disapprove of all of this. I just want you to know that I would really like you to be there. Now, in this case, Mr. and Mrs. Noble, we don't have the same position. At this point, my wife would go and I wouldn't go. Now, I have to ask myself that question. Am I making that decision because more people know me and hear from me and see me than my wife? Is she somehow held to a different standard because she's not on the air? Is it? Does she have a little more room to breathe than me? Well, the scriptures do something about people that teach, and I believe I'm a teacher, and I've taught before, that God holds you to a different standard. And to be above reproach is an issue. So do I look at my role differently than my wife's role in the kingdom and in the community at large? Yes, because God has placed me into this position. But even if I was a nobody, and for the most part, I think I am, but even if I were functionally, I would still really, really struggle about going. And let me just say this, and to my wife's credit, my wife knows the Lord. She loves the Lord. She knows his word. She knows God is being mocked in a gay wedding. She knows that. And she's just trying to love the Lord and love her children and show some mercy and some grace in the hopes that that gospel type message would be used by God to draw our son or our daughter back to him. And God knows her heart. And he would also know my heart, that I'm sitting at home feeling like I'm completely abandoning my own son or daughter. But I'm trying to love him above all else. And actually, so is my wife. And so what's God going to do with us? Well, he already did it. He died for us. He forgave us. He called us into relationship. And he's there to love us, even when we don't get it right. This is Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.